D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood, and the Abortion Industry.
Roe v. Wade was really created to create an industry that could prey on women and their children. The abortion industry is still the largest underregulated legal industry in the nation today.
We knew that Planned Parenthood was illegally selling baby body parts for a profit.
Planned Parenthood is in the business of selling abortion, and that's the bottom line.
Hello, I'm Frank Wright, president of D. James Kennedy Ministries. The world was shocked at the recent release of undercover videos exposing the activity of Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. In these shameful videos, Planned Parenthood officials can be seen cutting deals to sell the body organs of aborted babies.
Tell me what you really...
I think the per item thing works a little better just because we can see how much we can get out of it.
They want cardiac, or they want eyes, or they want neural.
Already a relationship with ABR.
Oh, okay.
So that's the sort of thing you're doing?
Intact fetal cadavers.
Stomach, the heart, and the kidney, and adrenal.
It's all just a matter of line items.
Mm-hmm.
While these chilling videos have been a necessary eye-opener for many, they're not a huge surprise to those who've studied Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry. On this program, we will expose the lies of Planned Parenthood and its allies. You will see how widespread abortion advocacy was born out of racism. And you'll meet some who are bringing its heretofore unthinkable activities to light. As you're about to see, the abortion industry is not primarily about women's health. It's about the money.
I got involved in the abortion industry to justify my own abortion. Every time I sold another woman an abortion in some sick, twisted way, if she was okay, I was okay.
I've had two abortions. I think that first abortion was one of the decisions that led me into Planned Parenthood.
My background sales. And so I just took the very minimal sales techniques they were using and turned them into telemarketers on the phone, and we sold abortions.
I could sell an abortion to anybody. It's so easy when you get a woman into your office and she is vulnerable and she's unsure.
I'm more than double the business of the man I went to work for. He wouldn't share that money with me, so I took his best abortionist that I'd recruited. First month we did 45 abortions. The last month we did 545 abortions.
And that's your job. If you want to keep the doors open, you better sell a lot of abortions. I sold abortions to girls as young as 12. I sold abortions to mothers, to anybody that would come into the clinic.
I made $25 for each abortion. Doesn't sound like a lot of money, but the last month my income was $13,625, and I wanted to be a millionaire. And the way for me to be a millionaire was to sell 40,000 abortions a year. And that was my goal. We would open a clinic in the first month, that clinic would pay for itself, and the second month it would be a cash cow.
Planned Parenthood absolutely has quotas that each center has to meet. They have an abortion budget, and they have a certain number of patients that you have to perform abortions on every month. And there's a dollar amount attached to each woman.
We designed a script to overcome every single objection. That's what sales is. Overcome the objection and you get the order, in this case, the abortion. We allowed every counselor to say what she wanted to say. It's a blob of tissue, it's a product of conception, it's a blood clot. But no woman ever was told that it's a baby. As early as an abortion can be done, it has to be put back together to be sure you have all the parts. We all had to go back to the back where they were putting those babies' bodies together. We were doing that, yet we were going up front lying to those women.
Even women who came in that said, I'm pretty sure I don't want to have an abortion. I think I could do this. And you just say to them, you know, why would you shut out abortion as an option? And anytime you can wiggle abortion into the conversation, that's your goal.
Abortion clinics have been lying to people for years, especially in America since 1973, when Planned Parenthood, being one of the supporters of the concept of family planning and abortion, was able to behind-the-scenes support legislation that was passed called Roe versus Wade. With the onset of Roe versus Wade, Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers began to say, oh, this is not a life. This is just a clump of cells, a blob of tissue. A woman has a right to choose what she does with her body.
Our goal in our abortion clinics was 3 to 5 abortions between the ages of 13 and 18 from every girl we could find. Because if she started using abortion as a method of birth control early, she would continue to use it as a method of birth control throughout her childbearing years.
Many mothers and many fathers buy the abortion lie because of the high level of persuasion that is brought with it. But the truth is, there's always an opportunity to choose life, and that there are many people who will help us to choose life.
The abortion industry is extraordinarily profitable. In 2014, Planned Parenthood alone received over $500 million in taxpayer funding from the federal government. Most of those public funds come from programs for lower-income Americans, programs like Medicaid. And that is no coincidence. The abortion industry constantly covers itself in the mantle of women's health, yet in reality, it damages the health of women and specifically targets the poor, fully in keeping with the vision of Planned Parenthood's founder.
There is evidence on record that Planned Parenthood is out to target minority communities. They do it by putting their clinics in African-American communities. They provide services free or at very low cost. They target vulnerable people, men and women, who perhaps need help, and they're coming in to look for solutions and answers. But it's not only limited to African-Americans. It's very prevalent in the Latino community. Planned Parenthood on purpose puts clinics at college campuses. Margaret Sanger, during her lifetime, was a eugenicist. She believed in a society that could be selected according to characteristics that she deemed worthy of life. Dr. Margaret Sanger said, colored people are like weeds and they need to be exterminated. So Dr. Sanger founded something called the Birth Control League that later became Planned Parenthood. She worked with other eugenicists to try to control the population to bring about a utopia that they designed. Today in America, Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider. That's actually true across the globe because their tentacles reach out across the globe. And what Planned Parenthood tries to do under the leadership of their founder is to provide abortion as an alternative for women who are pregnant. They say, we want to offer you an opportunity to plan to be a parent. But what Planned Parenthood is really offering is an opportunity for women and men not to be parents.
Roe v. Wade was really created to create an industry that could prey on women and their children. The abortion industry is still the largest underregulated legal industry in the nation today. There are states that allow abortion clinics to operate without any oversight. They may not have hot water. They may have rusty instruments. Most of the abortionists in this nation have had disciplinary action filed against them. Many of their licenses have been revoked.
When we look at the abortion clinics, including most recently the clinic of Dr. Gosnell in Philadelphia, he had roaches, feces, dirty laundry. The people were getting STDs because he was not cleaning the surgical instruments when they got through. I wish that that was an isolated case. But what we have discovered, there are so many clinics that are operating below standard without the government interventions that are requiring them to serve with a standard that is going to at least not make the client sick.
This is not an industry that provides a high quality medical care. It provides a killing service, and that's very different from what doctors who devoted themselves to life-saving techniques do.
Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry, they are very, very good at hiding complication rates. A woman will come in for an abortion, and then she won't necessarily go back to that same clinic if she has a complication. She may go to the hospital. But if she has an infection, the hospital is not going to code it as a botched abortion or a missed abortion. They're going to code it as an infection.
Women die from abortion. And women are maimed by abortion. You're talking about hysterectomy because her uterus was ripped and pulled out. You're talking about colostomies because her uterus was perforated and her bowel was pulled out.
The deaths that have happened from abortions are in states where there are no parental consent laws.
We never called an ambulance from an abortion clinic because an ambulance in front of an abortion clinic is terrible public.
And we'd like to transport with no license.
So we put the girls in my car and transported them, not to the closest hospital, not the hospital that was best for them.
And then we are 911, we have to come emergency.
But to the hospital across town that would take care of us.
The little dirty secret in the abortion industry is that abortion is very harmful. Abortion is very dangerous.
Women are lied to at every level and insulted. They operate as if women are stupid, as if women really do not deserve to know all the truth. But the truth is, if women knew the truth about their baby and saw that baby and saw that heartbeat, they would flee that clinic.
To end the lies of abortion, to have abortion become unthinkable and undesirable, we must tell the truth. Life is a civil right, from conception until natural death. We must all stand against abortion. We must speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves.
It's ironic that abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood, which claim to be for women's health, fight tooth and nail to keep relevant medical information away from their clients. But perhaps that should not surprise us. This is an industry working hard to hide its lethal activities in the shadows. Thankfully, brave men and women are working diligently to shine the light on the abortion industry secrets, often in the face of great opposition. Our own Jerry Newcomb has more.
As regards Planned Parenthood, anyone who has watched this videotape, I dare Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, to watch these tapes.
23 mentions of Planned Parenthood by name during a recent debate of presidential candidates. Billboards reminding Planned Parenthood that babies are worth more than the sum of their parts. Congressional hearings on Planned Parenthood.
The outrageous accusations leveled against Planned Parenthood based on heavily doctored videos are offensive and categorically untrue.
All of these developments have come about since July, when the Center for Medical Progress released a series of undercover videos on social media. They exposed Planned Parenthood's involvement in harvesting aborted babies and selling their body parts.
This is the national headquarters of Operation Rescue, a pro-life activist group. Troy Newman is the president of Operation Rescue, and 3 years ago, a young man showed up at his doorstep, and together they mapped out an idea for a series of exposés on Planned Parenthood that ended up shocking the world. How did these videos exposing Planned Parenthood come to be?
Well, David DeLeiden came to Wichita, Kansas to discuss with me an idea that he had about exposing some of the truths that we already knew to be happening inside Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics, but bringing them to light in such a way that the evidence would be absolutely irrefutable.
And then, like I said, always as many attack livers as
well. Yeah, livers.
People want lower extremity too. That's good. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, a dime a dozen.
We knew what they were doing. We knew that Planned Parenthood was illegally selling baby body parts for a profit. We knew that they oftentimes manipulated or changed the abortion technique to put their profits ahead of the health and safety of women. And we also knew that babies were being born alive and systematically disassembled and murdered in the process. Those are all three of those are felonies.
And then since the fetus was so intact, she said, okay, well, this is a really good fetus, and it looks like we can procure a lot from it. We're going to procure a brain. So, the moment I hear something, that means we're going to have to cut the head open. So, it's like, okay, so what you do is you go through the face. I'm thinking, no, I don't want to do this.
One accusation made against these films exposing Planned Parenthood is that they're all heavily edited, implying that things are taken out of context.
What these videos are highlights of conversations that show exactly the intent and motive of Planned Parenthood, and that is to sell fetal tissue for a profit. The Center for Medical Progress has released the full unedited videos from start to finish. So if anyone has any question about the veracity of these videos, they simply need to go online and watch the 2.5-hour, 3-hour video.
It would seem that these Planned Parenthood videos have uncovered something new and shocking, but is it new? David Belyden had learned otherwise in his youth through various pro-life influences.
In the year 2000, Mark Crutcher, my good friend, Life Dynamics, uncovered an abortion clinic actually right here in Kansas City, that was doing tissue procurement and selling the baby body parts. And it was uncovered and it was exposed. Dr. Kennedy did a segment on it.
It is absolutely diabolic. Can you imagine that in this country, the body parts of little babies are being portioned out for profit? And those doing it are finding clever ways around the law. It's high time we said no more.
Unfortunately, it was swept under the rug. But that so impacted David Belyden as a young teenager that he never forgot it. And he continued to do his research for another 10 or 12 years before he was able to put his hand to this plow and really begin to do the ultimate expose. And I think in an age of social media, you know, Facebook and Twitter and so forth, back then the mainstream large media was able to put a stranglehold on it, but that is not true today.
Jerry, it seems to me that we live in a day when investigative journalism has all but disappeared. David and Troy and our friends at the Center for Medical Progress are really performing that role for us all. What's next for them?
Well, they have released these 10 videos, and they're letting the country digest that information. But there's actually a second round of videos with no release date set as of yet.
Now, I understand they're also the subject of a very threatening lawsuit. Tell me about that.
Well, this is one of those situations where if you don't like the message, you shut down the messenger or do your best to do that. And they have a very serious lawsuit. If they say the wrong thing or release the wrong video, they could be held in jail for contempt of court charges. It's a very serious case. We should pray for them.
This is a very important topic in our day. Jerry, thanks for your work on this.
Sure.
Well, it's not surprising that Planned Parenthood would do everything in its power to discredit the damaging videos. They have a long and well-documented history of deception. They will lie just to get their foot into a community. It's happened in many cases, including this Midwestern city.
Aurora, Illinois, the second largest city in Illinois, second only to Chicago, which is about an hour away.
We're a very family-friendly, church-centered community.
In 2006 and 2007, a new building was built on busy New York Street with the innocuous-sounding name Gemini Office Development.
Planned Parenthood realized that they're not welcome in communities across America, and so they devised a new scheme whereby they come in under the name of a front company. Here in Aurora, they chose the name Gemini Office Development. In Denver, they're coming in under the name Fuller 38.
Eric Scheidler is the communications director for the Pro-Life Action League and happened to live in Aurora before this new clinic opened up.
We got a tip from a contractor who was involved in a project in some way. He went to his local pastor, who went to the pro-life community, and we were able to get the word out. And then finally the media broke the story with all the questions we were asking of the local city officials, and we learned that Planned Parenthood was planning to open this facility and that Gemini was not an innocent medical office, but in fact would become the third largest abortion clinic in the United States.
I've never seen anything like it in my years of zoning experience in Aurora or any other community.
Vince Tessitore is an attorney who's been doing zoning work in Aurora for many years.
Gemini came in, they represented that they were going to be constructing a building to be used as a medical facility. When specifically asked who they were building the building for, if they had a tenant, if they had a user, they said they did not have a tenant. They were still negotiating for a tenant, but that they still wanted to move forward and build the building.
The president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Chicago area, Steve Trombley, wrote an open letter admitting, quote, "We made a strategic decision early on for Planned Parenthood to take a low visibility approach during construction," end quote.
They've admitted subsequently in federal court pleadings that Planned Parenthood was going to be the user of this building and planned to be the user of this building since the year 2002. They lied in order to escape the public hearing process so that the citizens of Aurora wouldn't have any input to the decision as to whether or not to let them be at this location.
The only thing Planned Parenthood is providing for Aurora is death, not life. And their desire to help women is really a lie.
At the time the clinic opened, Father Martin Hines was the pastor of the 10,000-member Holy Angels Church. He was one of the key leaders in the opposition to the new clinic. He answers the question, why would Planned Parenthood target Aurora, Illinois?
Aurora has a huge Hispanic population. It also has a very large African-American population. It has always been my impression that Planned Parenthood's goal is to destroy minorities, to hurt the minority community. It amazes me that they lie so much and they just couch themselves in these nice little secular phrases of how they're helping women's rights, but they're nowhere along the line do they support adoption, nowhere along the line do they do anything to help women except to make sure that they get in there and that their clinics are full.
We've been told that Planned Parenthood has 13 recovery rooms at this facility, what we're calling the abortion fortress of Aurora. Since abortion is a very quick procedure, they could theoretically be doing thousands of abortions every year here in Aurora, up to even 8,000 a year, we believe.
Planned Parenthood is operating illegally because they're in violation of the City of Aurora zoning laws, as well as certain state statutes in Illinois that required them to disclose who the tenants were, required them to get a certain special use permit that they don't have.
Babies are definitely what this fight is all about. There's a whole coalition of people who are just really united to say Planned Parenthood is not welcome in Aurora.
As you've just seen, Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry have been able to thrive in America through ignorance, deception, and by hiding their work in deep shadows. For decades, people have been unaware of what they really do. Even now, many attempt to protect this barbaric industry by claiming they're synonymous with women's health. But that is just not true. As recent events have proved, their shadowy deceptions are endangering the health of millions of women, even as they pad their sizable profits by trafficking in baby body parts. This truth needs to be spread far and wide. Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy is here to tell us how you can help us do that. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. The activities of the huge abortion industry are appalling, and yet much of this information goes untold. Even with the chilling recent undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood, our media seems to turn the other way. In just one example, ABC News gave 15 times more coverage to a dentist who poached a lion in Africa than they spent on the Planned Parenthood scandal. This appalling ignorance has to end. Everyone you know needs to know and understand what's happening. This is a singular moment in American history. We have an opportunity to advance the cause of life and roll back the abortion industry like never before. Will you help us make a difference? We're committed to broadcasting this information far and wide, but we need your help to do it. Will you help us to get this information out there through our outreaches and let others you know see this important program? If you can give a generous donation to the ongoing work of our ministry, I want to send you a DVD copy of today's program, Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Industry. This DVD has bonus material we didn't have time to include in this broadcast and is a powerful tool for spreading the truth. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 888-334-9762, or go online to djameskennedy.org. We cannot let the public forget this story or turn a blind eye. Planned Parenthood is circling the wagons for a counterattack. We can't let this moment pass when there's truly a chance to make an impact. Please give a generous donation to help us produce and air material like this through all of our media channels. And let me thank you by sending you today's program on DVD, Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Industry. Also featuring special bonus content. Show it to your pastor, your Sunday school class, and everyone else you have influence with, so that we can seize the moment. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 888-334-9762, or go online to djameskennedy.org.
As we've just seen, Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry have been able to thrive in America because of ignorance. It's time for the light of truth to dispel the darkness that shrouds this shameful industry. Groups like Planned Parenthood are not about protecting women's health. That's merely one of the lies they use to protect themselves. Planned Parenthood does not do mammograms or provide prenatal care. They don't provide hysterectomies or treatment for uterine fibroids. What they do is abortions, and they strip and sell body parts from human babies. This is nothing less than a national atrocity, and it will be to our everlasting shame if we do not stand against it. The time has come to make our voices heard in the media, through our representatives, and at the ballot box to bring this bloody scourge to an end. I'm Frank Wright. Thank you for joining us on Truths That Transform. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.